Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration of using Line with VoiceOver, I want to show what it's like to use Mission Control, which is an extremely nifty way of accessing your open windows on your Mac. So I've currently got my MacBook turned on. In this case, it's my MacBook Air. VoiceOver is running. And as usual, I want to start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop. And to do that, it's the VoiceOver command Shift-VOD for desktop, remembering that your VO keys are the Control and Option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Now, there are a number of ways to launch Mission Control. You can access it from your applications folder as a normal application, Mission Control. I've also put it on my dock, so I can access it from my dock as well. But I've also associated it with a shortcut key using Keyboard Commander and a gesture using the Trackpad Commander, which you can get to by going to VoiceOver Utility Commanders and using either Commander Pane. So for the Keyboard Commander, I've associated Mission Control with Right Option and X. And in the Trackpad Commander, I've associated launching Mission Control with holding down the Command key and doing a four-finger flick down to run Mission Control. And of course, to turn either of those commanders on and off, Keyboard Commander is Shift-VOK or Shift-Control-Option-K for Keyboard Commander toggle. And of course, to turn the Trackpad Commander on a trackpad on your MacBook or the Magic Trackpad is the VO keys, Control and Option, and a two-finger rotate clockwise, turn it on, and VO plus a two-finger rotate counterclockwise to turn it off. So let me keep my hands on my keyboard, and I'm actually going to use my shortcut key, which is the Right Option key and X, to launch Mission Control.
Mission Control. Three items, spaces, list.
Now, I'm not going to worry about the first two items on this screen, which is spaces list. So I'm going to do VO right arrow or Control Option right arrow now.
Add desktop.
I'm not going to worry about add desktop. This is the one we want. VO right arrow.
Expose Windows Group.
Expose Windows Group. And because it's a group, we need to interact with that with Shift VO down arrow. I'm doing now.
Interact with Expose Windows Group. 10 items finder documents.
Okay, so we've got 10 items or 10 windows open. First one was Finder Documents, which is the Finder and My Documents folder. Let's do VO right arrow.
Finder Applications.
Finder Applications, My Applications folder. Finder right arrow again.
Amadeus Pro Untitled.
Amadeus Pro Untitled. It's the name of the recording application and the untitled document that I'm currently recording into. VO right arrow.
iTunes.
iTunes.
Aliaria again. The host.
Aliaria, the host. So the name of the application and the window title, host being one of my DAISY books.
Text edit untitled.
Now here's text edit untitled. Now I've got several windows open up in text edit. So the first time it came across text edit, it actually said text edit untitled. But now listen, when I do VO right arrow again.
What's new in VoiceOver and Lion.rtf?
It's just said what's new in Lion and VoiceOver.rtf. So it said the name of the window or the document, not the application name, because we're still in the same hierarchy of windows for that application. So let me do VO right here again and go to the next document in TextEdit.
App Store iOS VoiceOver Friendly Apps.rtf.
Okay, App Store VoiceOver Friendly Apps, again in TextEdit. Let's do VO right here again.
Mail inbox, Gmail, 4 messages.
That's my mailbox, Gmail, and I've got 4 unread messages. VO right here again.
Syrinx.
Syrinx, which is a Twitter client for the Mac. And let's see if we've got any more windows open. VO right arrow.
Syrinx.
Nope, that's it. You heard the beep from VoiceOver. So you can VO left arrow and right arrow across these windows to see what's open. And of course, to access any one of them, you would do VO spacebar. So let me do VO left arrow to get back to the untitled document.
Mail inbox, Gmail, 4 messages. Text edit App Store iOS VoiceOver Friendly Apps.rtf. What's new in VoiceOver and Lion.rtf? Untitled.
Okay, and there's untitled. And let's do VO spacebar to access that untitled text edit document.
Press text edit, untitled window, edit text.
Okay, and I'm now in text edit, ready to start typing. To get back to mission control, in my case, I'm just going to do right option and X again.
Mission control. Three items, spaces, list.
I'm going to go down back to the expose grip with VO right arrow a few times.
Add desktop. Expose windows group.
Interact that with shift VO down arrow.
Interact with expose windows group. 10 items finder documents.
And we're back on the first item, finder documents.
Finder applications.
Finder applications and so on. Now, if you actually go into Mission Control and you actually don't want to do anything, you want to escape straight out of it, you can just press the escape key. And now we're out.
Text edit, untitled. When
we've just come back to text edit because that was the last item that we've actually accessed on the Mac. Now, again, as with Launchpad, you can't actually command tab around to Mission Control. The other thing I want to show you quickly about Mission Control and finding applications quickly is literally launch it again with, in my case, right option X.
Mission Control. Three items, spaces, list.
Now, rather than going down to that expose group, I'm just going to do VOI for item chooser, so Control Option I.
Item chooser menu, 17 items.
Now, the reason why it's got 17 items now is because it's also got the spaces list, add to desktop, everything in the Mission Control window. But I want to get back down to text edit again, so I'm just going to type in TEX.
Text edit untitled.
VO spacebar.
Text edit untitled.
I've moved to that spot in the Mission Control window. VO spacebar again, and that should take us straight back into text edit untitled.
Press text edit untitled. Text edit untitled window, edit text.
And there we go. So you can get to it very quickly if you just wanted to do VI rather than bringing up Mission Control, going to the expose group, interacting with it, VO right arrowing and VO spacebarring on an item. You can just do Mission Control, VOI, type in the application you want to quickly get back to, or the name of the window. VO spacebar will move you to it. VO spacebar again will activate it. So let me finish off by just going back to my desktop with Shift VOD.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
And we're back where we started from. So if you've got any other questions about Mission Control and Apple accessibility in general, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.